I'm a young'un, get me out of here. Oh, this professional folk lark, it's relentless. I've just come back from a run of gigs. We were at BBC Radio 3 doing a session on Friday, and then we got out of there about 1:30 in the morning, and then we drove straight to Broadstairs. We got there at 3:30, and we were told that the key was going to be left at the campsite with security. When we got there, there were two massive Korean security guards who didn't seem to understand what the heck we were going on about. When we were talking about the key to Broadstairs, we realised we got to the wrong campsite. We were nearly threatened by them. We've gone completely to the wrong place. Then we had to wander around for a bit, for half an hour. We finally got our keys. We got to bed at 4:30 in the morning. We woke up at 8:30 and had to do a harmony workshop for 90 minutes. And then we did another gig at Broadstairs. And then we went down to Camden the next day. So we've had... Oh, seriously. I mean, at least you can switch this thing off. It's relentless, my friends. But I'm joking. We're absolutely having a whale of a time as professional folk singers, and welcome to the second professionally produced Young'uns podcast. There'll be no difference in terms of quality. I'll just sound a bit more tired, that's all. So I did say on last week's podcast that we probably have the return of the Young'uns in the mix and folk in focus, but we don't, because I've been doing loads of gigs and loads of other stuff as well. But not to worry, that doesn't mean to say this is depleted podcast in any way, because we've got loads of clips from Warwick Folk Festival and our recent gig at Hartlepool, a homecoming gig for us at our local folk haunt, where we used to have our folk club, the Pot House, also known as the Harbour of Refuge. And this week's Young'uns podcast could be said to be quite alarming. We'll find out why a bit later. We introduce you to a self-proclaimed biggest Young'uns fan, although she's got a bit of a funny way of showing it, to be honest. Michael is having guitar problems, and there's some dental-based punning. Our special guests are no strangers to the Young'uns podcast, so at least one of them isn't. Sam Pert, you'll have heard on the Young'uns podcast, doing Juice a Minute, where he extols the virtues of juicing and gives us a featured juice each week. Well, that series has come to an end. We did a 4-5 run series with Sam on juicing, and that's come to an end, but we welcome Sam back this week. He's joined by his bandmate Gary Hammond. Together they are the Hut People, and they're going to play us a couple of live tunes and have a bit of a chat with us as well, and that will take place in a kitchen in Warwick. All that and more coming up on the 124th Young'uns Podcast. So I suppose other than our interview with the Hut People and tunes from them, it's predominantly clips from live gigs this week, which is no bad thing, because in the last few weeks we haven't done a lot of clips from Young'uns gigs, and I know that's a popular part of the Young'uns podcast from doing our surveys, of course. More David Eagle, they say. More David Eagle. Well, you know, I'm a modest man, so I like to restrain my appearances on the Young'uns podcast quite a bit. But you never know if you're lucky. It could just be a David Eagle-based podcast, and we'll just get rid of the Sean Cooney and Michael Hughes bits. Maybe do a special edit for those people, those sensible people among you who prefer more of the good stuff. But some people at Warwick Folk Festival got a little bit more of me than they potentially bargained for, because on the main stage, they like to do, they have like a screen set up where they also have someone filming it as well. They have people filming it, so you don't just get the view from the actual stage, because we're quite far away from the audience, as you're going to hear. You're probably thinking the audience don't seem to be enjoying themselves that much. You can't hear them laughing and joining in that much. Well, the reason for that is because it's quite a big marquee. So what they do is, because people might not be able to see the actual stage, they have a big screen. They have a couple of big screens, and so they have someone filming it. Oh, there's the ice cream van back. He made an appearance on a previous Young'uns podcast. It's back again, listeners. Always good to hear that. So an old friend of the podcast. Anyway, so people were zooming in on our faces and that kind of thing. And so, as I say, people probably got a bit more David Eagle, Sean Cooney and Michael Hughes than they bargained for. So that's what this clip pertains to, live on the main stage in the pouring rain, incidentally. We were quite privileged. Everyone piled in. Not sure if it was just they were going to pile in normally to see us, or if it was because the heavens opened and there was nowhere else to go but to see us on the main stage. So the main sound you can hear is the sound of rain pattering on the marquee. It was like a tropical storm. And then somewhere underneath that, you can hear the Young'uns and the audience.
Thank you very much indeed. It's lovely on these two big screens, isn't it?
It was like something out of my...
we can see us a little bit on this side. I've had nightmares about that, David. Your last note there, The cameras are zoomed right in.
I wish I knew. Oh, I could have like given him some sort of.
You could have put the fingernails for the start.
Just taking a drink of water. Can you see that on the screen? You got a good close up on the model there.
There we are.
I do apologise.
Hey, I didn't realise you were that ugly, Davey.
How did it look when I was blowing my nose? I do apologise for that. I didn't realise we were zooming in there on the tissue. You can see on the microphone. Sorry about that. Someone in the front's going, oh dear, he's got a disease. Oh, should I tell him?
Right, here we go.
Would you like one to join in with?
Yeah, don't they? It won't be
up for you. What we're going to do is, Dave's going to sing a song called John Cherry Key. What we'd like you to do, all you need to do is just need to go, whoop. Can you do that? Oh, God. So, we're going to have left versus right. After three, can I left? Where is my, it's my left hand. Can you give us the loudest whoop you possibly can? You ready? After three. One, two, three. This side. Let's be that after three. One, two, three.
Oh.
Rubbish. This is a great one to zoom in with, my friend.
Zoom in with, right? Okay. You got that zoomed in?
Yeah, can I just say?
Any dentists in the house?
Right.
I could do with a free dental checkup, to be honest. It's cost a fortune nowadays. I'll do that again. Oh, John Cherokee was an Indian man. Alabama, John Cherokee, run away any time he can. Alabama, John Cherokee, where he at? Alabama, John Cherokee, where he at? Alabama, John Cherokee, shipped him aboard a Yankee ship. Alabama, John Cherokee, where he at? Alabama, John Cherokee, where he at? Alabama, John Cherokee, popped him again and they chained him tight. Alabama, John Cherokee, put him in a hole without any light. Alabama, John Cherokee, where he at? Alabama, John Cherokee, where he at? Alabama, John Cherokee. Alabama, John Cherokee, where he at? Alabama, John Cherokee, where he at? Alabama, John Cherokee, gave him nothing to drink or eat. Alabama, John Cherokee, John fell dead at the buzzer's feet. Alabama, John Cherokee, where he at? Alabama, John Cherokee, where he at? Alabama, John.
Hello? I thought it was funny here, Davey, but the dentist has got a shotgun on the front row.
Oh,
what was that? It's a controversial decision. That's our last two. Good boy. Can't make this plan friendly.
Did someone get it wrong in the audience there? It wasn't the dentist, was it? He should know the drill. Come on. Cherokee's ghost is often seen. Alabama, Georgia. Oh, we made the child cry now.
There you are.
Sorry, my teeth weren't that bad, were they?
There you are. Look at that. He's going to grow up to be a dentist,
right? Above the sounds of the cascading rain at the main stage of Warwick Folk Festival, we stay at Warwick Folk Festival, but now we move into a dry kitchen where myself, Michael Hughes and Sean Cooney from The Young'uns are joined by Sam Pert and Gary Hammond from The Hut People, accordionist and percussionist. And Sam Pert, of course, who did Juice a Minute for us, where he looked at a different juice and extolled the virtues of juicing. And he's also into his meditation and that kind of thing. And he's the polar opposite of his bandmate, Gary Hammond. who loves a good drink and fast food and that kind of thing. So we're going to talk to them a little bit about that, because I was, obviously, last week on the podcast, I was day five of my juice only, no solids detox, which I was going to do for 7 days. I managed to do that, and this interview comes a couple of days after that. It's a live session and part one of our chat with the Hope People. This is going to be a very interesting podcast recording. Firstly, it's going to be interesting because Michael keeps strumming his guitar all the way through when I'm trying to talk. Michael, can you stop doing that, please? Thank you very much. And secondly, Michael has left... He's lost his car keys somewhere. He's left them with his girlfriend, so we haven't got any headphones, so I can't tell whether we're distorting or not. So this could be an interesting performance. It might kind of be like a... When you perform for us, it might be like a sort of a thrash metal kind of sound that we go for. But exactly, exactly. Well, Sam, you see before you a man who has completed his 7-day detox and has come out the other side with a...
Alive,
yeah. I mean, looking slightly comatose, but alive nonetheless. And Michael has announced that he's been inspired, Sam. So he's announced that he's going to do it, although there is a little flaw in this, because he said to me, well, no, the first thing is typical Michael. He said, I'm not going to do seven, I'm going to do 11 days. Wow. 11-day detox. I said, well, I would advise you to start with 7 days first to see how you go, and then slowly introduce foods into your diet. Because I know what he'll do it. If he ever does manage to do 11 days, which he won't, he'll do it, he won't, and then on the 12th day, he'll have a burger. So he'll just completely ruin the whole point of what he's meant to be doing. Anyway, so I said, how are you getting on for your detox? He hasn't got a juicer. He's meant to start on Monday. He hasn't got a bloody juicer. How the heck is he going to do the juice detox? He hasn't got a juicer. Not only that, he says, I haven't got any the fresh, I haven't got any fruit and vegetables, but I've got an idea. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to, I'm going to stop off before we leave Warwick and get them all. And I said, by the time you get back in the car 3.5 hours late, it's all going to be mush. Absolutely ridiculous. Well, he's not...
When you put it in the juicer?
He's not prepared. He's not prepared for this in the slightest. What shall we have? What shall we have?
All I've got is a cacon, so let's just do happy taste.
Ooh, you've got a cacon.
Yes.
Right, okay.
I've seen the doctor about it.
Well, that's the thing. If you took juice, my friend, you wouldn't get that. Yeah. That's the point.
I'm going to juice up my beef later on.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a carry-on movie.
Well, actually, the way you two, because, like, apparently you're not really that bothered about living the healthy lifestyle there. So, while he's having, because you were saying, while he's having his juice, you're having a drink. While he's having a, you're having a burger, he's having his whatever, you know.
I'm having a single
he's
cool.
Me and Gary are a bit like yin and yang, basically.
Right.
You know, so, like, Gary lies in and I do meditation. Gary has a shot of whiskey and I drink water. Which is kind of like very different, you know. But that's why we get on well, so well together, you know.
I have beef and sarnie, he has a vegetable kebab.
Excellent. Well, let's have a song then with the cajon.
Okay.
The cajon. What's it called? Oh, God. I was going to say, what's it called?
It's called Happy Two Step by Sharon Shannon.
So what was that then?
That was a happy two-step. And I learned that from Sharon Shannon years ago. It's a great tune.
It is a great tune. And we'll have another great tune from Sam Pert and Gary Hammond, the Hutt People, later on the podcast, and more chat as well. Michael Hughes is having knob-based problems. Don't worry, he's tuning his guitar. That's what I'm referring to. I had to go in for a quarter of a second there, didn't I? These clips come from Hartlepool at a local gig that we did. It's a homecoming gig at where we used to hold our folk club, the Pot House, also known as the Harbour of Refuge on the headland, Hartlepool, and for also from Warwick Folk Festival. We return.
We're ready. I don't remember it being in Asian tuning, but it's the Oriental version.
This is the rumba version.
Right. Goodness.
Good. He's such a perfectionist, isn't he?
Oh, I'm trying. Yeah. Yeah, he's trying, yeah. My adjective's right, I'm not sure. What? It was worse when you started.
Oh, I know.
Michael's got this new guitar, and it's got an interesting strap. I think this strap looks very purple. Doesn't the Pope have something like that?
Look at me. Can God grant us a miracle now and tune his bloody guitar?
Sorry about that, Father. Didn't tell you Father Nixon did.
Oh, is he? Alright.
Give you your penance later.
Just double check, and it is difficult to hear from up here. You know, you did say penance, didn't you?
Yes.
Good, good. So not what the priest is, don't give him any ideas. Right, okay. Oh, there goes our education for English models. It's all right, Michael, you're not going to be a Catholic RE teacher.
You'll be absolutely fine, sir.
He's going to work as a guitar tuner. The contract's brilliant, no strings attached. Maybe it's the height, you see. When he sits down, obviously, that's the time it takes to reach me. Give it a go, then.
This new guitar's been nothing but
trouble.
It really has.
Start, isn't it? So he gets the guitar. Sorry to ruin the mood. We'll come back to death in a second. And he says, he's been going on about getting this guitar for absolutely ages. I'm going to get this guitar. He says, I know the exact guitar that I want. So he goes to the shop and he says, I've got a guitar. And I said, was it the one you want? He says, no, they didn't have the one they want, but the salesman was really good. And he talked up this one. I said, yeah, that's what salesmen do, Michael. So he's got this one. The pickup doesn't work on it, so he's never been able to play it with microphones. It's never in tune. Do you?
Here we go.
Scottish. When you look at the back of the guitar, you can see Fisher Price being worn.
Back to the Young'uns podcast. No, wait. This is the Young'uns podcast, David. I do apologise. It's all this gigging I'm doing. It's not good for my health. Back to the Hutt People. That's what I was going to say very shortly. But first, I mentioned at the beginning that the Young'uns have a fan, but not just an ordinary fan. She is self-proclaimed. She's proclaimed herself as the biggest Young'uns fan. Back to Warwick we go.
You two sing with your eyes closed.
Eh?
Do you two sing with your eyes closed?
No.
Oh, because I was doing like hand gestures to say slow down.
Oh, we're not
doing
that. Don't look at you.
Yes, you know the.
Just thought I'd mention in case the audience just thought I was, you know, waving at the little people.
We're back to the guitar again, Davey. Here we go.
Is it time for a...
Well,
this is going to be interesting.
A debut. Camera debut, yeah.
Oh, is the Australian say debut? did you know that? No idea. Australians. I was listening to the Ashes, and they all said, "Yeah, he's making a great debut." have you heard?
The debut might be what they do at the end.
I'm a little bit nervous about this, especially when we've got someone who reckons they're our biggest fan in and says, "I've been following you from Shrewsbury for 5 years." This is Helen. Helen, are you there? She'd be a rubbish fan if she isn't there.
She's there, she's on the back there, floor, right?
And she says, but you know, she's quite a strange fan, really, because she spent the first 15 minutes of the time slagging off where we lived. I went to Stockton once. What a dump that is, eh? Thornaby, well, don't get me started. Well, Sean's family come from Thornaby. You know, how can I go that? Then today she tells me I've got dirt under my fingernails. Oh my God. She's the weirdest fan I've ever seen.
Well, I don't think she's a fan anymore, David.
She wants to be nice to us now. So here we go. A little bit nervous about this. Yes, goodness knows what Helen's going to make of it. Right then, do you know sort of a lively one to end?
Should we pay me money for Helen, considering you've slagged her off for the last hour?
Oh, we could do. Do you want that, Helen?
Would you like paying me my money down, Helen?
She left about 10 minutes ago.
She's got a Thornaby on her holidays.
Dear. We won't do that one then. We'll do something else. We'll do something better.
Oh, that was Helen.
Was it?
Yeah.
How was it? Oh,
yeah, that was her getting her own back.
Oh, very good, Helen. Hey.
Sorry,
Helen. You should know me enough now to know that's not true.
I know you.
Oh my goodness, this is going for ages.
Started.
It's like Heckle Relay. Excellent. Heckle Tag Team. Excellent. Right. Right then, we'll do this and then.
Well, it's just for Helen, we'll finish up with this. Thanks again.
Oh, I'm in a salt now, I'm not doing that.
Very quickly,
oh,
our singer weekend, people might know we've got a singer weekend in November, and one place has become available. So if you're interested,
yes, in that. Oh no, Helen!
Oh no!
I'll
it's taking place in Stockton-on-Tees. You might not be interested.
A tour around Thornaby and all the hotspots.
Hey,
and if you're lucky, Helen, I might get a manicure.
One final clip this week from Warwick. It's a long one and it refers back to what I was saying earlier. This week's Youngest Podcast is rather alarming. So if you're thinking, yeah, you're right, David, this is rather alarming, then that's not the reason. So you found another reason to find the Youngest Podcast alarming. Perhaps it was the Hut People who are returning to right now for more chat and more music live from a kitchen at Warwick Folk Festival.
How was Glastonbury?
That's a good point.
Fantastic. It's the first time I've ever been to the festival. And it's more like a theme park than a festival. It's amazing. We ended up camped right in the middle of the green fields, about a minute from the Toad Hall stage, which is where we were playing.
The Toad Hall stage?
That's right, yeah. And it was
brilliant.
Just
it's like a Wind in the Willows theme.
It was, yeah. And it was grand, it was.
You'll be all right there at the clubbing at night. You'll be fine because we went to a club. And the guy went, "You can't come in here, mate, you ain't got a moustache."
Really?
Yeah, so all the girls are queuing up with plastic.
Do the girls have them? All right, okay.
Yeah. But you'll be all right, we're used to.
I have got them.
Amazing festival. Like, there was the nightlife at Glastonbury is amazing. We were up to like 4 a.m. without even trying. Mm. You know, amazing.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, it's £4.50 a pint.
But listen, do you not find it, because you don't drink at all, Sam, dear?
I don't, no.
I find that incredible, because I'm not doing it at this festival, but it is difficult because everyone around you is drinking, and it's strange, the temptation, how on earth do you manage to, that meditation that you do, isn't it?
I just don't drink, so it's not really a problem.
But yeah, have you ever drank?
I have, yeah, I used to drink, but I've never been a big drinker anyway.
Right, okay.
But I did like the taste of it, but I just don't.
Because the folk scene is just riddled with alcohol.
But yeah, that is what it is, yeah, but like, if you don't drink something, then you kind of don't. I think it's difficult when you give up something like alcohol for the first round of festivals, right? Because everyone is used to you drinking, so they still offer you pints and stuff.
Yeah,
and
the minute
they know you don't drink it, they start offering you pints of water.
Where are these people that offer you pints in? You haven't searched them out tonight.
Yeah, maybe that's a good ruse. Just say you don't drink. And then, you know, for a whole festival, and then people get a bit more brazen about offering you pints, and then the next festival, just lull them into a false sense of security.
Exactly.
Just start accepting them. Yeah. Oh, bloody hell.
See, I've got to buy them now. I'm single malts now. I do like single malts. So the best thing I bought for ages was a hit flask. It's just brilliant.
Just a nice...
So basically, just for wrist, they're wrist benders, they're wrist warmers.
Just a nice filtered water in a pure glass with an ice cube.
It's very different. It's great.
Very different. But together, musically connected in cohesion. Which links us. Which leads us to our next potentially distorted track. I'll turn it down even more this time.
All I've got is gag on, so we'll do Huts in the Bog. Now, I usually have all bits on the side.
You got bits on the side? Well, Michael, can you be one of the bits on the side? Sean, can you be the other one? There you go.
I usually have all these little bits on the side, but I haven't, so I'm just using my knuckles and my feet.
Just the second tune.
No, the first one.
We'll be right back.
Excellent.
Yes, well said, David Eagle from the past. Excellent. This is David Eagle from the present now, saying that was actually not from the present, because it's actually now David Eagle from the past, because it's a podcast, and the present has gone. Oh, my goodness. It's a lot to think about, that, isn't it? A lot to think about. I should leave a little gap. Feel free to pause it and come back when you've thought about that. Anyway, back to Warwick Folk Festival we go to find out why I said at the beginning of the podcast that this week's Young Uns podcast was going to be rather alarming.
I would repeat what I said earlier. If you have a phone or other electronic device on you, please turn it off. And if in case of a fire, please wait until I've safely left the room. And then follow me out in an orderly order. Please welcome the Young Uns.
Before we start with a health and safety announcement, when he says all electronic devices, that doesn't include pacemakers.
This is one of our songs that we brought with us from the North East. It's a song about Sunderland and falling in love in Sunderland. And we'd like to dedicate it to our friends over there who were about to set off from Sunderland on Thursday morning and open the front door and realise the caravan had been pitched. But it's lovely to see you.
The thing is, they opened the door of the caravan. They were in the caravan at the time, weren't they? But did the caravan... Have they been returned? Is all well with the caravan situation?
No, the caravan's got a nickname. We've never seen it since. Oh. So we've got two tents. We've got a tent to come down.
Oh, right.
Like I say, it's nice to be back and see some old friends and... This, the last festival we did was up in Cumbria, and we were introduced as the Young Uns, obviously. But
it's more to this story, believe it or not, there's more to this.
All right.
It's too early to heckle. Heckle in the afternoon.
Well, you are.
Oh, my goodness.
Bad enough looking like an extra from Deliverance.
And everything I wear, there's a comment about it. Just jeans and a shirt.
Not brought in a belt yet either. You are cruel.
I don't need a belt. Oh.
It's a tight on hips.
How tight do I have to? I mean, I can't really prove it too much. Anyway,
that's in the late night extra. Later.
Exactly. I can fit my hand down. Can you fit your hand down? Who'd like to try? Come on, it'll cheer you up after losing your caravan, Dave. Come on. Anyway, we were introduced as the Young Uns.
It wouldn't have come up if you didn't interrupt me. Yeah. No, we were introduced as the Young Uns, and then it turned out we were the oldest performers on the day.
Oh, that's someone's pacemaker. I told you not to turn up. Hospital's been alerted.
Is that somebody giving us the key?
Oh, it's a good rhythm, though. I like it. It's not very good.
We're going to play the next song to that rhythm. Yeah. In that same key.
What is the next song? Is it the fire alarm? Who's in charge?
That's a good point, yeah, we're just standing here whether you call you.
It's not very loud.
This is the fourth equivalent of an Nero. Right.
Yes,
oh, Lord, I thought it was unexpected items in the baggage area, right. This is the first time this has happened.
Sorry, folks. Can we evacuate the building for a moment, please?
Excellent.
I'm going to go through either door. I'm sorry about this, but I don't know what the alarm is, but it's not the burglar alarm.
Can you do a
snapshot? We'll do your
concert.
We'll do your concert outside, yeah.
I'm sorry about this.
We're not. Yeah, it's all right. It's going. We're now leaving the building.
Rolling up and rolling down,
we'll all get drunk in Tilbury Town. 24 hours to turn around and go rolling down the river.
First I saw a T.U.
rolling up and rolling down.
I wondered where they stored the crew
to go rolling down the river.
Tilbury Town, 24 hours to turn around and go rolling down the river. Well, Cargoy comes in to you, rolling up and rolling
down.
While a 20-foot box boy's filled with booze, I go rolling down the river. Rolling up and rolling down, we all get drunk in Tilbury Town. 24 hours to turn around and go rolling down the river. There's a Tilbury girl called Kettle Gin, rolling up and rolling.
Climb the tree, Michael.
First on the boys, then off again to go rolling down the river. Rolling up and rolling down, we all get drunk in Tilbury Town. 24 hours to turn around and go rolling down the river. Well, she's got a mate called Teapot Anne, rolling up and rolling down. Well, she gets well brewed and she likes a man to go rolling down the river. Rolling up and rolling down, we all get drunk in Tilbury Town. 24 hours to turn around and go rolling down the river. Well, those Tilbury girls, they go round in pairs,
rolling up and rolling down.
And you'll not catch them unawares to go rolling down the river. Rolling up and rolling down, we all get drunk in Tilbury Town. 24 hours to turn around and go rolling down the river. Well, we're the boys for to see her through,
rolling up and rolling down.
So to hell with the channel and the TU, let's go down the river. Rolling up and rolling down, we all get drunk in Tilbury Town. 24 hours to turn around and go rolling down the river. We go rolling up and rolling down, we all get drunk in Tilbury Town. 24 hours to turn around and go rolling down the river.
Well, so. What's his venue called on the programme, Sean?
Right, thank you very much for coming out with us. Realise we've left.
Hey, we've got that picnic in the car.
Hey, you never see Bella do this.
Well, they wouldn't leave their CDs in there, would they?
Well, don't worry, Dave, the building's just blown up.
You left your instrument.
Oh, yeah.
If you're just joining us, welcome to the first ever Warwick Wassail. We always thought it was a stupid idea singing to trees, but we're quite enjoying it.
You've accumulated more people.
Yeah, we might have, yeah.
Excellent. Who are the people who haven't paid? Come on. It's good to have you all here. Excellent.
That was a burglar alarm.
All right.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, it's not the same people who stole his van, is it? It's a vigilante attack.
We just see the bloke hurtling out the back window with two guitars and a cord. Not a problem, they've gone.
Did you remember
now?
No CDs, my friend?
Oh, they left those, bloody hell.
Is everybody sitting comfortably?
Well, we'll do a sad song, if we may.
Just as the jig starts. Yeah. Good time in there, Michael.
We don't have to do it.
No, I think it'll be fine.
Hey, it's just like back in our busking days, this, isn't it? Just change that for like a pan pipe thing.
CD player. Oh, yeah. Both apologise, Michael. And Sean, I didn't realise I was... I thought I'd just do a little
hair fever.
No, yeah. I thought I'd do a little nose blow and then I'm allergic to folk fans, I think. It's normally all right. You contain it indoors, but when it's outdoor, my goodness. All right, then.
Perfectly in rhythm as well, Dave, actually.
The jig.
Sing, call.
Thank you very much. Now, before we take a bow, I thought it was funny.
That was a good point.
Oh, was that a tree joke?
Yeah.
Is that your oak?
Stop monkeying around.
Thank you ever
that's
so much.
That's the way I tell them.
Stop talking about
it. No, that's a brilliant one. That's the way I tell them. Tell them. Elm.
Just point me in the nipple.
Come on. David's available for solo bookings.
I am, actually.
I am, my friends, yes.
Thank you very much for your patience and endurance. We really appreciate it. Hope it's been okay for people at the back. Hope you managed to hear us.
I think they probably enjoyed it better, to be honest. Yeah. That gig was brilliant.
But we're in the Living Tradition Centre. After during the second song, the fire alarm went off.
And as if to illustrate that, the alarm's just gone off now. My goodness. Everybody knows exactly where we're going. Is that the sound people putting on a show?
It was brilliant because we were so English about it, you know, we would just say, oh, that's the fire alarm. The audience just said, oh, I think that's the fire alarm. But we didn't do anything about it until it stayed behind
you. It's that whole folk respect, you know, you're in the middle of a ballad, so it's kind of that whole folk. Even folks, you know, folk fans are just so, they're just so polite that they would rather burn than say, no, we should leave. It's funny that you're wrong, I couldn't believe it. Cooperative funeral care. I mean, you know how to target their audience, don't you? Guys, the top audience is important. We'll join the folk, you know, we'll go to folk festivals.
So we actually did leave the building. And it was great because everybody was there. Just followed us out when we left singing a song and we did the whole concert underneath the tree.
And it was, right? It was the most shambolic exit ever. We had no idea what we were doing, but the hilarious thing about it was everyone's gone to us after us at the festival organised, but, well, that was one of the most professional things we had seen. And, well, really, you did carry that with dignity there, so acts wouldn't know what to do. You clearly knew what to do. We were like, we had no idea what we were doing.
It probably means it's probably the most professional thing we've ever done.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Leave. Just a shame the audience followed.
And leave is exactly what we're going to do right now. Thank you very much for listening. And hopefully, as I said, the audience followed. And hopefully you, the audience, will follow me into next week for the 125th Youngest Podcast, where I think Melrose Quartet, a supergroup consisting of James Fagan, Nancy Kerr, and Richard and Jess Arrowsmith, will be our guests. Well, actually, James Fagan will be our guest and we'll play some songs from the new Melrose Quartet album, which is absolutely brilliant. So that's to look forward to next week on the podcast. And more clips from Warwick and Broadstairs Festival and Camden to come as well. And who knows what else? Maybe the return of the Youngers in the Mix and Folk in Focus. The iPlayer link is still available if you want to listen to our BBC Radio 3 session, World on 3. Go to the Youngers website to obtain that. Goodbye.